New rules may be coming for the largely unregulated world of virtual currencies. Maybe you've heard of Bitcoin, which is the biggest one, and has many boosters despite being associated with some spectacular crimes. Now, New York State, which is the home of Wall Street, often takes a leading role in regulating financial activity, could become the first state in the nation to write comprehensive regulations for virtual currencies. From member station WNYC, Ilya Meretz reports.
As if to illustrate the need for more oversight of virtual currencies, federal prosecutors on Monday announced the arrests of two men accused of using Bitcoin to help their clients buy and sell over $1 million worth of illegal drugs. Richard Zabel, deputy U.S. attorney in New York, says Bitcoin is fueling a new wave of crime. Not long ago, arms dealers and drug traffickers preferred payment in cash. But moving briefcases full of bills is risky. And today?
By contrast, large amounts of Bitcoins can be transferred anonymously and safely to someone located anywhere in the world with just the click of a computer key.
Zabel spoke in Lower Manhattan at a two-day hearing that also included the Winklevoss twins. You might know them from the movie The Social Network. Years after suing Facebook's founder, they became big Bitcoin investors. Here's Tyler Winklevoss.
Bitcoin's, it's freedom. It's very American.
It's also sort of hard to get a grip on. You can't put a Bitcoin between your teeth or fold a bit bill into origami. Unlike regular money, it has no physical form. It's computer code. Over the last year, the value of a single Bitcoin has fluctuated wildly, from as little as $13 to over $1,000. Speculators and criminals seem to like virtual currencies, but at least a few mainstream businesses are interested too.
Thank you for having us here. My name is Jonathan Johnson. I'm the executive vice chairman of Overstock.com.
On January 9th, Overstock started accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment. Since then, customers have used Bitcoin to buy about $600,000 worth of goods. It's a small sum for a big retailer, but Johnson says there's a lot to like about Bitcoin. Credit card payments usually take a few days. With Bitcoin, Overstock gets paid right away. Even better, Johnson says, there's no middleman like a credit card company taking a cut. Not long ago, Johnson was back home in Utah getting a haircut and mentioned this fact to his barber. She was impressed.
And she said, I would love to have something that didn't have interchange fee where I wasn't giving 3% of every haircut to the credit card companies. So I think both large and small businesses have a real incentive.
The hearing room in Manhattan was filled with guys in suits, mainly younger, a lot of financial types. But Bitcoin supporters want to broaden the currency's appeal. I meet James Barcia at the Bitcoin Center NYC, also in Lower Manhattan.
We are about 100 feet from the New York Stock Exchange. We're the city's only bricks and mortar organization dedicating to basically evangelism in favor of Bitcoin and its peers, other electronic currencies.
You can take a class here called Bitcoin 101 or buy a t-shirt with the Bitcoin logo. It has the double bars of the dollar sign, but with a B instead of an S. As we speak, about a dozen people are watching a live stream of the hearing projected onto a wall. People here say they welcome regulation, but not too much, please. Benjamin Lawski, New York's top financial regulator, says he wants to bring Bitcoin commerce out of the shadows by issuing a Bit license.
Our hope is to do something in 2014. I mean, frankly, if we want innovation to happen and we also want to root out money laundering and we try to get that balance right, we also want to give businesses certainty.
If New York gets that balance right, Lawski says, it could become a center for legitimate Bitcoin commerce. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz in New York.